Welcome back to Jefferson City. This is our last week, so this is our last update that we'll have during the legislative session. We'll try and keep people apprised of some of the other things, maybe some of the more not as highly publicized issues that happened this session in sort of a monthly update format that we'll work on so that people have a more comprehensive recap of the legislative session. But I would characterize this year as a lot of big issues being addressed. It was a big year for big issues. First and foremost, one of the issues I've been working on the last few years was providing tax relief for every Missourian in the state, every business in the state. We accomplished that. We overrode the governor's veto in a historic way. It's the first time we reduced the tax rate in this state in almost 100 years. So that's a significant accomplishment that I think will help grow and expand our economy. The other issue that we talked about at the very beginning of session that we worked on was addressing the school transfer issue and providing greater educational opportunities for kids who are in unaccredited districts. This issue will get more and more attention as the governor now has a decision whether or not to sign a bill that addresses this problem or veto it. What we did was we set out to provide reasonable criteria for receiving districts to determine classroom sizes and also their capacity issues. The current law does not afford districts like Kirkwood, Parkway, Lindbergh, all the districts in the 15th, or quite frankly anywhere else in St. Louis County, the ability to do that. Theoretically, they'd have to build new buildings and hire new teachers if every transfer student wanted to go to one particular district. That obviously is unsustainable, and we endeavored to fix that. The other issue is, what do you do in unaccredited districts to provide greater educational opportunities? We're providing more and earlier intervention at this point with this bill. We're providing more charter school opportunities, supporting the local district by having a new board come in and help address some of the structural issues that exist in some of the unaccredited districts, more flexibility as it relates to what those educational opportunities can be. One of my amendments was to have a fund that would allow for a longer school day and a longer school year. Studies showed that does have a great impact on kids, particularly in at-risk communities. We also provide, for the first time, the ability with the local money that's paid for that child to choose to go to a private non-religious school within the jurisdiction of that school district if one were to open. I think looking ahead, to the extent that St. Louis Public becomes unaccredited in the next year, year and a half, or 2 years, it's really important for us to create a framework for the transfer process and also, again, to allow greater educational opportunities. These kids in these areas deserve a chance. They deserve a chance at a better life. And I'm proud of the work that we did in a bipartisan way. There were only 3 no votes in the Senate. We worked across party lines, geographical lines, to come to a consensus on what this bill should look like. And it's not easy. This is probably the most profound education bill that we've passed in decades. And I look forward, hopefully, to the governor signing it. Staying on the education front, I did want to highlight a couple things that we've talked about before in the budget. We have record funding for K-12 education. We spend almost 40% of our state revenues on K-12 education, and when you add higher ed, it's close to 50%. It's clearly a priority. We also passed a bill that for the first time would allow pre-K funding within our foundation formula. And then at the other end of the spectrum, for the first time, we had higher ed reform, so we have more performance-based funding for our 13 four-year institutions. A couple of other issues of note, early voting. We moved on a measure earlier this week that would allow for the first time early voting in Missouri. We're one of 15 states that doesn't allow it. We've moved forward. It'll be on the ballot, which will allow a full week, essentially allowing people with their busy schedules to get in and vote other than just on election day. As we've also talked about earlier, we passed the CBD oil bill, which will allow children with tractable epilepsy across the state to access that CBD oil, which has been found to be very, very effective in controlling seizures. So those are just a few things that we did. Clearly the tax cut and the school transfer issue were the big ticket items, and I'm glad that we came to a conclusion, came together as a General Assembly to address those. This has been my 6th legislative session, and being in my second term, I'm always pleased with the way that we can work together, even though all of us do not agree on every issue, and we come from very different parts of the state with different backgrounds. I think it's important for people to understand that we do try to work together. We do try to find common ground to move forward on big issues that affect 6 million Missourians, and the Senate is a unique place. There's 34 senators. We're not seated by party. We're seated by seniority. We try to work together. Some issues we can, and some issues we just cannot. But I think respecting everyone's opinion in this process, listening, working together, produces a much better product and good legislation for the state. Thanks for listening. It's been an honor to serve the people of the 15th District for this legislative session. We'll keep everybody updated on other measures that passed in the interim. I encourage everyone to stay in contact with my office, whether by phone or email, and we'll try to be as responsive as we can to address any concerns that anybody has. Thank you for listening. Thank you again for allowing me to be your state senator. Take care and God bless.